This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association with his Smokey Bear mask. And what's getting hot out there?
It is, and it looks like it's going to get hotter.
So how are things going so far this week?
You know, so far things have been pretty good. We've had a couple smaller fires. We had one there the other day near milepost 114 that burned 5 or so acres. That one was a pretty hot fire there. A lot of dead dry grass along the side of the freeway. And then just the way it lines up there, the winds were coming through there and really pushing that fire. So that was pretty exciting evening there.
Yeah, and being right next to the freeway, it's a little dicey.
It is. I've been working here for, I think this is 18 fire seasons now, and by and far the scariest fires are roadside fires, and there's just so many distractions when people are driving by. There's so much going on. There's smoke, there's flames, there's, you know, fire trucks and helicopters and flashing lights. If the one thing I can stress the most, please pay attention to the road. Don't film, don't watch what's going on. Just make sure you're safe so everybody's safe.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's the natural tendency of people to capture this, and then you drift off the road and you end up in the fire.
Exactly, and that's the last thing we want. We don't want an incident with an incident and more problems to worry about.
So tomorrow you go to Industrial Fire Precaution Level 2. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the IFPL system is set for industrial forest workers. So for this isn't anything that they need to worry about. But the IFPL is a four-level system where one is basically we're in fire season. You need to have fire tools and do a fire watch. And four is a complete shutdown. So during level two, activities like power saws, feller bunchers with rotary heads, cable yarding, blasting, and then welding, cutting, or grinding of metal is allowed before 1 o'clock in the afternoon or after 8 o'clock at night. In addition, the fire watch gets bumped up to a two-hour fire watch. So there is a little bit of an increase there for workers as well.
And some places might be different or may have more restrictions depending on, like, if you're on private land.
Yeah, exactly. So those are kind of the minimum restrictions that are set. There could be industrial landowners or public land management agencies who have higher restrictions or longer fire watches than what's required by state law. So, again, for the general public, that doesn't apply to them. But for those workers, make sure you check with the appropriate people to find out what you need to do.
So we're going into this hot, dry period, already really in it now. Cools off a little bit Friday and Saturday, but next week bumps back up, pushing near 100 on Monday. And definitely several days of this in a row tend to spark some fires.
It does. You know, we've been very fortunate, like we've talked about over the last couple of weeks, with the cooler temperatures, the moderate conditions, and we're well into fire season and the peak of summer now. With these hot, dry conditions, it doesn't take much for fire to start. The fuels are becoming very receptive, and we're probably going to see an increase in fires over the coming days to weeks.
Now we've got the warm conditions here. It's even hotter as you go south down to Grants Pass and Medford.
Yeah, we kind of see the same thing here in Douglas County, where the southern portions of the county typically are a little bit warmer than the northern portion. But even up in northern Douglas County, things are still going to be hot and dry, and we could very likely see fires.
How does it all work when a fire gets started? What should somebody do in terms of picking up the phone?
Yeah, so the quickest and easiest thing is just to call 911. We've had people say, well, we want to call your office, we want to do this. Just call 911. We're tied in with the local 911 center here. They send us pages for every fire. Our dispatch is monitoring their dispatch. We work hand in hand with them and the local fire departments and other public agencies. So just call 911, and that's the simplest and easiest thing to do.
So basically tell them where it is. You may think it's on one type of land and it might be on another.
Yeah, and we're not really concerned about, you know, whose land it is or stuff like that. We want to know just, you know, a street name, landmark, something like that. Even if you don't know the exact location, get us close. We're to the point of the fire season where we launch aircraft to every fire. So they're going to be able to easily pinpoint where that is if there's actually a fire on the landscape.
And what do you have air resource wise?
Yeah, so we have our fixed wing air attack platform. It launches on every fire, and it's kind of our eyes in the skies. It coordinates with the the firefighters on the ground and also the other aircraft that's flying on the fire. We also have two helicopters on now. One of them's a statewide severity helicopter. It's out of Myrtle Creek. So it's available statewide as needed on large fires or move-ups for lightning events or different things like that. But when it's not in use, it's stationed here and available for us here in Douglas County. Our DFPA contract helicopter also came on yesterday, so it's now on and ready to be used as needed here locally in Douglas County.
And now these, when your initial one that goes up, though, is a plane, right? And then the helicopter goes up after that, or?
Yeah, so we automatically launch both aircraft to the fire. So we make sure we're getting stuff moving. And the helicopter buys us a lot. When you think about a fire and driving there, you've got to go up the hill and down the hill and around the corner, and a helicopter just goes up and flies straight to it. So a lot of times they beat us to the fires. They can give us a size up of what we've got, and a lot of times get that fire knocked down, not secured, but knocked down, slowed down before the firefighters on the ground get there.
And then they've got to, they come equipped with the buckets, right?
Yep. So we have the helicopters with the buckets. They hold about 300 gallons of water or so.
And of course, sometimes water is nearby, sometimes it's not. So you got to factor that in too.
Yeah, we're fairly fortunate. We've got water sources throughout the county. It doesn't take a very deep water hole for them to dip into. So you start thinking about, you know, the number of different rivers and ponds and pump chances that have been built or put into place throughout the county. There are still some holes, but we've got pretty good coverage for the helicopters.
Interesting. What should people know about just, you know, being outside right now with the fire danger going up?
Yeah, so we are at moderate fire danger now. So there are some restrictions that have changed on mowing, non-industrial power saw use, cutting, grinding, welding, metal, and then any other power-driven machinery that's not specifically mentioned. So those activities are allowed before 1 o'clock in the afternoon during moderate fire danger, and then after 8 o'clock at night. So as we change, as things warm up and dry out, and we move up to high, those times will change again back to 10, before 10 o'clock in the morning or after 8 o'clock at night. So it's important for people to stay current with the fire danger and know exactly what those restrictions are based on them.
Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Attention.